Step 1. World War III Between My Ears, from Peter R. in Colwyn Bay. Unbeknown to me, thank goodness, the darkest period of my life was coming to an end. My drinking was clearly out of my control. When alcohol said drink, I'd drink. I'd started to go through a period of finishing work early. Not a problem. I was self-employed. Other problems obviously existed. I'd be drunk. A bottle would be on the table and tears were flowing down my cheeks. Not exactly the healthy appearance of a mature outdoor person. What could I do? The Samaritan started to receive phone calls from this very unhappy man. What I remember from these calls was that I felt better. Not for long, however, but long enough to know that I'd done something positive in my search for a solution to my problem. My lost contact with the Samaritans still stands out in my memory. I was asked if I'd like to speak to someone from Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholic? What was the man talking about? For some reason, known only to my higher power, I agreed. 10 minutes later, AA entered my life in the form of a large ex-docker, whose persuasive side had him sitting facing me not many minutes later. He talked to me and invited me to attend a meeting that evening. I declined, but said I would be there the next day. To my surprise and his, I turned up. Without knowing anything about step one, or any other step for that matter, I quickly gathered that perhaps I was an alcoholic. Those people I met at that meeting had told me about their crazy way of living under the direction of King Alcohol. I could readily admit that I was an alcoholic. It was later that I added that my life was unmanageable. What followed was a seesaw existence for about 18 months, in and out, but always, thank goodness, always coming back. Why was this happening? Hadn't I admitted I was an alcoholic? Wasn't that enough? I was still trying to manage things my way, and we all know where that got me. One lunchtime, the most important nanosecond of my life occurred. I was in bits, crying again. World War III between the ears. Something was happening, and I phoned my wife and told her. Putting the phone down, I just blurted out, "Peter, you just can't handle it." I've never drunk from that moment. I had discovered acceptance, and with it, that without step one and all the other steps, my life would forever be unmanageable. End.